Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
You know, ladies, there's one American trait that's really wonderful. We're persistent. We keep right after something we want until we get it. Now, I mention that because each day now, I'm asked time and time again for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Yes, the folks really want some of that tasty and tender and delicious world-famous beef. World-famous because no other beef so fresh can be so tender. However, I'm afraid this is one time that persistence is not going to pay off. You see, all Kroger Tender Ray Beef is top-quality beef, grain-fed beef. And that kind is hard to get. Grain is scarce, for it's being sent to the millions of starving people all over the world. After those men, women, and children have been fed, then our farmers will once more use grain for cattle feeding. When that happens, you'll again be able to buy all the juicy, delicious, fresh, and tender Kroger Tender Ray steaks and roasts that you want. In the meantime, you can depend on this. Kroger will always bring the very best beef on the market whenever it's available.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much indeed. And now, Hearts in Harmony. The mystery of Steve Parker's sudden disappearance has been cleared with the mystery of Professor Stuart Rogers. Rogers is a federal agent, and his quarry, Steve Parker. And now, though she at last knows why Steve left her, Penny is more worried than ever. She asks her brother, Pat...
Oh, Pat, what would Steve have done to be in such trouble?
I don't know, sis.
Do you think it's terribly serious?
I guess there's no point in trying to kid you, Penny. It must be serious, or the government wouldn't be involved or have gone to so much trouble to get him.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I was lying awake all night trying to figure out why they'd want him, what he's done, and even trying to remember things that might be clues to what could be wrong, but I can't think of anything or remember anything. All that's in my mind is that Steve's in trouble. How much, I don't know, but I want to help him if I can.
I thought you'd admit that one of these days. But don't try to help him, sis. I know it may sound sort of heartless, but... Well, Parker's no kid. If he got himself into trouble, he probably knew what he was doing. Let him get himself out of trouble, too.
Yeah, but Steve may not have done anything wrong.
Then why'd the government send Rogers after him? To give him a medal?
But, Pat, don't joke about it. It isn't funny.
Oh, I know it isn't funny, Penny. And what's happening to you is serious. Plenty serious.
Nothing's happened to me. It's Steve who's in trouble.
But trouble of his own making, sis. And you're in trouble. Or at least all upset through no fault of your own. You're the one I feel sorry for and worry about, not Parker.
You would.
And why shouldn't I? What did you ever do to be treated this way? All you did was fall in love with a guy. If he were worth falling in love with, he'd have warned you he might be in some difficulty of some kind.
No, Pat, you don't understand. I don't think Steve knew this was coming. I don't think he even realized there was any trouble.
You think he's innocent?
Yes, emphatically, yes.
Then why did he run away the second he got wind that a federal agent was nosing around?
I don't know.
Sure you know. He got scared because he knew what the federal agent was after. And why'd he know? Because he was it.
I can't believe it.
I know you can't. And I guess you won't ever. At least until the whole thing comes out in the open and proves what I'm saying is right.
You just won't believe that Steve is being accused falsely, will you?
Oh, I'd like to believe that, Penny. I'd like to for your sake. But actually, it isn't going to do you much good in the long run if I bolster your hopes now and then let them fall with a terrific crash when the real truth comes out.
Yeah, I suppose I see what you mean.
Do you?
Yes, I do, Pat. Thank you. You know, you're an awfully nice guy to have for a brother. Sometimes I don't know what I'd do without you.
Well, your troubles aren't the only ones in the world. We all have them. I had them galore a few months back.
I know you did.
And who'd I bring them to? You. Well, it's only fair I try to share a couple of your troubles, too. We've shared a lot of things together in the past, Penny, and We've come out all right. Guess we will this time, too.
You bet we will.
Now, are you going to cheer up?
Mm-hmm.
And where's that cheer-up smile?
Right here.
Ah, that's perfect. But what about you isn't perfect? Hey, you feel good enough for a little music?
No, not really, but you do, don't you?
Oh, I could stand a bar or two. But not of my own. You want to join me?
Would it make you feel better?
Not only feel better, but look better. I'll sing. People say I look much more handsome with my mouth open.
Oh.
It hides so much of my face.
Oh, you silly boy.
But not too silly, you think?
No, not at all. I wouldn't have you any other way.
Well, I'll have you some other way. Off that couch there and onto the piano bench.
Yes, sir.
And play me some music, woman.
Hey, I'll play, but you'll have to decide whether or not it's music.
Oh, it better be.
All right. What do you call this?
Music to a song. But a song has words, and words need a singer. So that's where I come in.
Oh, no. Here's where you come in.
Where?
Right here.
Who do you love, I hope? Who would you kiss, I hope? Who is it going to be? I hope, I hope, I hope it's me. Who do you want, I hope? Who do you need, I hope? Who is it going to be? I hope, I hope, I hope it's me. Is it the baker who gave you a cake? I saw the look in his eyes. Is it the butcher who brought you a steak? Say that it is and I'll die. Who do you love, I hope? Who would you kiss, I hope? Who is it going to be? I hope, I hope, I hope it's me.
Oh, that was dandy.
Oh, well, the way you fingered those ivories wasn't bad, sis. Hey, what do you say we run through another chorus or two? My vocal cords really feel limbered up.
Oh, okay, if you think the neighbors can stand it.
Ah, nuts to the neighbors. Can you stand it?
Here's your answer.
Good. Uh-oh, there's the doorbell.
Oh, you get it, will you, Pat?
Sure, and don't worry, it won't be Professor Rogers.
I hope it isn't. I'm afraid he'll tell me he's on
Steve. Oh, for Pete's sakes, give a guy a chance to get to the door. Say, what are you... Oh, hiya, John.
Hiya, Pat. What are you so sore about?
Nothing, but gosh, do you have to lean on the doorbell? We aren't deaf. Come on in.
Thanks. Sorry, I guess I was a little impatient with that bell. Penny in?
Yeah, in the living room. Go right on in.
Thanks. Hiya, Penny.
Oh, hiya, John.
Mind a little company?
No.
Well, I'll make it a little, Penny. I'm going to run downtown a moment.
All right. Oh, you won't be late for dinner, will you?
No, don't worry. Anything I can get you, sis?
No, thank you, Pat.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So long, Pat.
See you, John.
Penny, any news from Parker?
You know there hasn't been a word.
You sure?
I'll tell you, Johnny.
Sure you would.
I'd have to tell someone. And I can't think of anyone I'd feel safer in telling than you.
Look, Penny, I want to warn you about something.
What?
You're taking a rather dangerous attitude about Parker and his whereabouts.
Dangerous?
Yes, if you do find out where he is, if he calls you or writes you a letter, you'll have to tell Rogers about it.
I know that.
I know you know it, Penny, but will you do it?
You know I will, Johnny.
Please do, because if you don't, you may get yourself in trouble for harboring a...
criminal, go ahead and say it. He was a great guy when everything was all right, but now that he's in trouble, everyone's calling him a criminal.
I'm not calling him a criminal at all, Penny. Even if the law, even Professor Rogers hasn't come right out and called him a criminal. He's wanted for questioning, that's all.
Yeah, but he is wanted.
Penny, try to look at it the right way. Just to be questioned by a federal agent doesn't make you a criminal. Well, I know hundreds of people who've been questioned by federal men, and it was for no other reason than for a little information. Sometimes not very important information at that. Just what police call routine.
Look, Johnny, I've got to start facing facts. Pat's facing them. He's right. Steve ran when he heard that a federal agent was investigating Jed's books. Why did he run?
I've got an answer for that.
Well, so is Pat. Steve's guilty of doing something wrong.
Maybe not. Maybe he ran so he wouldn't be innocently involved in something.
Oh, Johnny, does an innocent man run?
Sure. A lot of brave men have run away from fights, too. When the odds were so great, it was foolish to stand and have it out. But they've run so they could come back later and win.
You mean, you really believe that Steve isn't guilty of anything?
I think there's a good chance of it.
Why?
Well, I've been thinking this, Penny. How much do we really know about Parker and his company? Is he the sole owner? Is he alone responsible for everything his company does?
He's the head of it.
That's what we think. Penny, I've got a strong hunch that Rogers has a strong case against Parker's company, all right. But going after Parker, they're going after the wrong man.
Oh, Pat. Pat Gibb.
Oh. Why, hi there, Professor Rogers.
Fine, thanks. Say, I've been hoping I could get to see you alone. Got a minute?
Sure.
Look, Pat, I want to tell you how badly I feel about what I had to do.
Yeah, I guess you do feel pretty awful about it.
Well, worse than awful, Pat. I think you call a fellow in my spot a heel or a double crosser or something, don't you?
Look, Professor, I don't think anybody blames you for what you did. Even Parker himself. You were just doing a job.
Yes, but sort of a nasty one.
Well, sure it was nasty. So you ought to get all the more credit for doing it well.
Thanks, Pat, but don't say it if you don't mean it. Penny and her family and friends never spoke to me again. I wouldn't blame them.
Look, Professor, I'll tell you something, if I know how. I'll thank you now for doing what you did when you did it. I think Penny will do the same thing later on. And as for the rest of her family and friends, well, they always liked you, and what you did isn't going to change their opinions.
Oh, thanks, Pat. That makes me feel better, a lot better. And I'll tell you something you can pass along to Penny that may make her feel better, too.
What?
We have the goods on Parker and his company, but I hope when we catch him and prefer charges against him, I hope what we have against him doesn't hold up.
What does Professor Rogers mean? Is he suggesting that Parker may not be guilty? And what did Johnny mean when he said Rogers might be after the wrong man? Who runs Parker's company if he doesn't? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony.
Friends, it'll certainly be a happy day for all of us when you can walk into your Kroger store and get plenty of Kroger Tenderay beef again. But in the meantime, while Tenderay is scarce, you still want to serve meals that will please your entire family. So here's a little tip. Visit your Kroger store and look over our wonderful selection of seafoods. We're offering you the finest flavored fish and seafood you'll find in town. And there's a reason. It's because our seafood with that fresh-caught flavor is rushed right to the store by Kroger's own special rush delivery system. Thus, you see, the flavor is naturally protected. The firm, white flesh is preserved for your enjoyment. In fact, when you buy Kroger's selected seafood, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Plan to get some real soon, won't you?